This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. You just bring up anything you want, 855-450-3733. It has been a pretty brutal day of shooting for me, and I'm not at liberty to say the name of the show, but basically
you shot a show.
The cats. No, there's a show that was in town shooting. Thank you, Mark.
Somebody shot you?
Shooting video. Just to be clear, we're talking about video.
I don't hilarious.
Do violent things. So we were shooting.
Shooting isn't violent.
Well, true. If you're not shooting at someone, then I guess it's not violent. But anyway, there's a show in town, a national comedy show, and they are shooting in Keene, and they are going to be continuing shooting tomorrow. I am under a non-disclosure agreement to not say, but they've disclosed it to so many people today that they didn't tell everybody that to not talk about it. I think they were only really concerned with that in advance of them showing up in town, but still, I'm not feeling like I should reveal that. Mark, I don't know if you had heard about what it is, but...
Oh, you want me to reveal it?
I'm not saying I want you to reveal it. I'm just saying I don't know if you've heard what it is, but I think
I have.
Has gotten out of the bag. So,
you know, if they
imagine
asked,
one of the big national comedy shows.
Indeed.
One of those.
Yeah. If they asked you not to say, then I feel bound by your oath to not say, and I shan't be saying.
They are in town to report on the Robin Hooding. It was initially their intention to report on Robin Hooding, and I turned them on to the war on chalk that's been happening here with a group that does not like freedom. They don't like liberty activists. They come out and they erase the chalkings, the beautiful chalkings in a lot of cases.
Yeah, in some cases they really are beautiful pictures.
There.
That's a shame.
So they cover both the Robin Hooding, the people that are getting people saving others from getting parking tickets, and they covered the chalking aspect. I was up at 6:30 this morning. The crew came here to the LRN.FM studios, and they shot what was at least an hour-long interview with me here. They shot with Garrett Ian, one of the other bloggers at freekeen.com. They're shooting with James, who's also known as Robin Hood, James Cleveland. So it's been a busy day. They may be trying to shoot with some of the folks from Stop Free Keen tomorrow. It remains to be seen as to whether or not that's going to pan out. But it's going to be several weeks, likely, before the post-production wraps up. And so once it does air, we'll certainly let you know about that.
Well, what I want to thank you guys for is for keeping Keen weird.
Oh, it is going to be pretty funny. I imagine some of the things that we shot today, you know, like the kind of the hero shot where you got the team and everybody's standing kind of shoulder to shoulder and walking towards the camera, that kind of thing. Really kind of cheesy, fun stuff like that. They shot a couple scenes of us singing the protest song. And it's going to be ridiculous. I'm looking forward to it.
Hell, I can always count on you for that, buddy.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's serious news out there, and Johnny Ray has Ron Paul's response to it. Apparently, troops are going back to Iraq. Of course, they never left, as I understood it. They removed some troops from Iraq and left, I don't know how many thousand of them, but now they're adding more. Is that right?
Yeah, the word that I have from Fox News is that approximately 300 armed forces, 300 troops have gone into secure places in and around Baghdad, presumably, that are our areas, you know, around the embassy.
You mean the U.S. government?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't claim any land in Iraq.
Good point.
Right.
Good point, Ian. And tomorrow, Obama's going to be meeting with some of his advisors to determine what they're going to do.
What are they moving them in for? Has there been some sort of unrest? What is the excuse for bringing in the 300 troops?
There's an insurgent group coming, I think, out of Syria, ISIS, or ISIL, as mm-hmm. I like to call them, the Islamic State of Syria and the Levant. And they were a group that were fighting Bashar al-Assad. I think they had a little bit of U.S. aid, certainly the aid of the encouragement of the U.S. They were fighting Bashar al-Assad in Syria, and now they're coming towards Baghdad. They've come into Iraq, and they've captured Mosul and Tikrit, I think.
They're working their way south.
Right.
But they're not messing with the Kurds.
they're a Sunni group.
Is their goal to take over?
Their goal, I assume, is to establish a state that straddles the land, the Middle East, between the Persian Gulf and the Mediterranean Ocean.
You know, you're going to have to, I'm just thinking from a practical standpoint, I'm not saying these guys are going to win against Assad or anything like that, but you kind of, these days, you kind of have to take a state in its entirety rather than a portion of it. How long do you think the international community, the UN and the like, will put up with a portion of Iraq not being under Iraq's control? I kind of feel like you got to pick your nation and sweep all the way through rather than this kind of holding a piece of it thing.
I don't understand.
So even if Baghdad can't hold their north, the north of Iraq, that's fine. But at some point, let's say that the Syrian forces, the ISIS forces hold on to, not the Syrian forces, the ISIS forces hold on to a chunk of northern Iraq for months, perhaps a year. I don't think that the international community, meaning the UN and those kind of folks, are going to let that slide. In their world, maps have to stay the same, and you can only have those pieces of the map. It'd be one thing if you can go in and rout the democratically elected, I'm using quotation marks here, government of Iraq. It'd be another thing entirely to get a chunk of Iraq taken out of Iraq and turned into, I don't know, East Syria or Mohammed Land or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Sure. It's possible when that time rolls around, after those few months roll around, maybe Putin is rattling sabers up north, and NATO and the UN and so forth will be otherwise occupied. If that flares up into something, and it certainly could, then the Middle East is going to be an afterthought.
Agreed.
So, wait, as far as the what's happening in Iraq, you've got a group called ISIS. They used to be helped by the United States. Now the United States is sending in troops to fight them.
I should get some facts about that, but the international community, or at least what we were hearing here in the West was against the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, for various reasons, and they were encouraging revolt in Syria. And some of the insurgents in Syria were the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and they're Sunni insurgents, and they're related to Al Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
They had some presence and some agency in Iraq when the U.S. invaded in 2003. They fought against the U.S. forces. Now, when they were pitted against Syria, that we were all making public enemy number one, they were encouraged. Again, I'll have to get some facts to know if they were aided materially by the West. But we were on their side, and we were encouraging them.
You mean the government, the U.S. government?
Yeah. Yes. And now, for whatever reasons, they're going in a different direction. And I think they're going south towards Baghdad, and they're laying waste to the Iraqi army. The Iraqi army in Mosul.
What there is of it. They shot seven. There's video. And there's a claim and video of the killing of 1,700 Iraqi soldiers in execution style. Now, I mean, all I can do is report on the pictures I've seen, but it looked for all the world like they put a bunch of people down on the ground and shot the hell out of them.
So now the United States is sending more troops over to Iraq to sort of deal with this. Even though there were already, I don't know how many troops there, because they didn't clear them all out previously, so they left some caretakers, or whatever you want to call them, occupiers.
And that huge facility, Camp Victory.
Still there, right. Still operating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's probably quite a few people then.
Right. Now ISIS, I heard, was about 5,000 strong, and they routed a 30,000-man contingent of Iraqi army.
Oh, wow.
Who fled Mosul, dropped their weapons, stripped out of their uniforms, and ran. And now ISIL's got a cache of supplies that are without a doubt provided by the U.S. government. Mm. because we gave the material to the Iraqi army. The Iraqi army left it behind.
No, I didn't give them any material. I don't want to see fighting and violence, but you mean the U.S. government.
U.S. embassy retained an embassy in Baghdad with some 17,000 personnel. Consulates in Basra, Mosul, Kirkuk.
This is after they supposedly left.
Have 1,000 staff each and between 4,000 to 5,000 defense contractors.
So 25,000 people. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Can education be separated from the state? Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. These transcripts are given to potential employers as proof of coursework. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of getting a transcript associated with your name, you can obtain cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Then, apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your government-sanctioned name. Since mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously, you can be sure that you will not be discriminated against or shown favoritism due to your race, gender, political or religious views, and so on. There is only one factor by which you will be judged: your ability to reason. Be at the vanguard of separating education from the state by visiting mathgate.info.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Just dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Ron Paul is responding to the Iraqi troop increase that Johnny Ray was telling us about. We haven't actually started that. We will get to Ron Paul's statement here in a moment. We're just kind of talking generally about what's going on in Iraq with this group, the ISIS group, I guess they were called. They've been apparently taking over towns. There's been some apparent mass murders, allegedly. So we'll continue with that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome at 855-450-FREE.
I want you to think about your teeth for a minute. Are they as white as they could be? Is your mouth as healthy as it could be? Because I have found a new product. It's called My Magic Mud. It's a completely natural remedy for brushing your teeth. There's no fluoride in it. It's made of charcoal, activated charcoal, and bentonite clay. And it really has worked for me. Now, you don't use it every single application, but what it does is it gets in there and sort of gets all those bacteria. They bond with the activated charcoal, and it just sucks them right out of your mouth. I don't have that film on my teeth in the morning. It just doesn't happen anymore. I'm using it about every other day, and when I got it, I used it daily. Now, it's very unusual because it's black. You see yourself brushing with black stuff, and it's a little disconcerting. But nonetheless, this stuff really, really works. It's go to mymagicmud.com and check it out. You can see the biological dentist, Dr. Griffin Cole, and he has a video there where he explains some of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It was made by Jessica Armand. She's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three, and she'll be attending Pork Fest with us in just a few days' time with plenty of jars on sale there. But if you're not going to Pork Fest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, Pork Fest, you can go to mymagicmud.com, and I highly recommend that you get a jar. I can't recommend highly enough that you get a jar of this stuff because it's really amazing. It lifts the stains right off your teeth. In one application, you'll see a difference. In four, my mouth, you know, my teeth were as white as they're supposed to be. Not that kind of chemically weird white. By the way, it's completely natural, so you could swallow this stuff if that's what you want to do. And matter of fact, the recommendation is that you brush your teeth with it at night so it can sit on your teeth throughout the night. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get the words from Ron Paul here in just a moment from Johnny Ray. And first we go to the phones with your calls and thoughts. Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yes, in 2012... do you know how many people voted for Gary Johnson for president?
It was over a million, wasn't it?
Yeah, just over a million.
1.2 million persons voted for Gary Johnson. Now, look at the more recently out in Las Vegas, the Battle of Las Vegas, back on June 8th of this year. Two people participated in the battle against cops and took out two enemy officers. So while you're talking about what's going on, the effectiveness of one or the other, it's not really valid because there's so many more people using the process, and arguably it's not doing any good either because Gary Johnson did not get elected. But as for whether that's the only peaceful way, the only way to seek peace, or that there's some kind of a contradiction between seeking peace and fighting back against the government, I would point out that in the Battle of Las Vegas, those two cops, those two violent, dangerous, brutal goons, suddenly became very peaceful. If you go about it your way, where, there's some cops that are getting out of control here, let's videotape them and present evidence and work through the system. Cops get all burned up and hot under the collar when they catch humans videotaping them, but the cops cool off in a refrigerator. Now,
wow, man.
Oh, God.
In Las Vegas, in Clark County, Nevada, the voter list is available online for anybody to just go ahead and download. And if it does not contain the cops' addresses, I would have to point out that doesn't really do the cops a whole lot of good. against an attack like what happened back on June 8th. I'd have to point that out.
It's not like they have police officer next to their name on the voter rolls. I mean, you'd have to know who you were looking for, right?
Anyway, yeah, they would have to know which one they're looking for, and it only protects the cop from the kind of people that think that they have to track down the exact same enemy.
Tom, what is it that you want to see? Do you want to see just mass murders of police happening all around the country? Is that what you think would...
I want liberty and justice for all. Let me explain the way you people go about it.
But all you ever call about is killing cops. I mean, that's almost everything you call about, with the exception of drunk driving laws.
Voter rolls.
And voter rolls, which you've actually mixed in the voter rolls tonight into your advocacy of, or your suggestive comments about killing police. What is it that you want to see? Do you want to see people just icing the police? Is that what you believe is going to lead to freedom and liberty?
I want to see liberty and justice for all, and I would point out that the way you people go about it, you get these small victories, like look at the repeal of alcohol prohibition. That only changed it from prohibited to heavily regulated.
Sure.
State option and county option, and if you're over 21 in a wet county, then those people, see, the pendulum stops because those people stop activism because they don't
they got what they wanted.
Truck about somebody else's rights. During the Vietnam War, you know, millions of teenagers became politically active, and they got the drinking age lowered in some states, and they also got the voting age lowered, but the voting age didn't do them any good in the 1978 referendum in Michigan on whether to raise the drinking age back to 21, because they're vastly outnumbered by depraved bigots who hate everybody under 21. And so they can vote all they want. It didn't do any good because it still passed 57-43%. Now, if on election night there had been a major revolt and, you know, extermination, not just against the police, but also customs inspectors that are preventing 19-year-old and 20-year-old people from bringing booze out of Ontario into Michigan. Then a few months later, when Governor Hugh Gallon got this legislation here in New Hampshire on whether to raise the drinking age from 18 to 20, he might not have been so eager to sign it because it would have served as a powerful notice that he could wake up the next morning with no law enforcement protection. And it only would require as many cops as the enemy would want the freedom fighters to exterminate, because, you know, as soon as they don't want any more cops exterminated, then, see, this would be a total victory.
But, Tom, the difference here is you're not talking about, you know, one issue, because people don't seem to be willing to rise up over one issue. And I think that it's possible if you saw civil unrest over one issue that you might see some movement in that direction. But these people, these freedom fighters, as you call them, out in Vegas, the Vegas killers, they didn't want one thing. They just wanted to kill cops, and they were successful, I mean, for killing two, but they didn't. their exchange was two for two and one collateral damage. No one considers that a victory.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Totally disagree with his perspective. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll hear what Ron Paul has to say about the increased number of troops in Iraq, why, and what he has to say about that. We'll continue that discussion. Your calls are welcome as well on whatever topic you'd like to discuss tonight. 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, the NSA says that it can't comply with a court order. We'll explain that. Mark has that story. Again, we've got toll-free lines brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-FREE, and Skype, of course. Skype on in at username lrn.fm.
Need focus? Feeling fatigued? Trying to get that extra edge when it counts? There's just so much going on all at once in our lives these days. Every moment, it seems like we can't keep track of everything and we're getting tired. Don't you wish there was something that could get you out of the rut and give you the focus you need and help you get things done? Well, there may be. Modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering them multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off of fatigue, and greater focus overall so that you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how Modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. They offer fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality Modafinil at an amazing price. And modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. So you can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even sweeter, use the code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So use code FTL. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio program, and ModUp.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if your local prescription requirements apply in some way or whatever the laws might be. So please, we recommend you look into it for yourself, but we're sure you'll find ModUp.net offers great service and great price. It's ModUp.net, code FTL.
All right. Toll-free numbers, 855-453. Jumping right back into your phone calls, then we'll hear from Ron Paul in moments. David, you're on the line in San Francisco, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings. Yeah, we got a beautiful day out here. Hey, you know, this brand new and improved war, I was just going to remind people about that big bad sequester that we had last autumn. You remember the neocons were trying to make sure that there was never going to be a budget in the Obama administration unless they did a sequester. And
what are you talking? What's a sequester?
You don't remember the sequester? This is when the government had to shut down and they had the parks.
Oh, the shutdown.
Yeah, well, it wasn't called a cut. They called it a sequester for whatever reason.
Okay. No.
And so that sequester demanded that America had to tighten its belt, and so everything was going to, all the schools and libraries and roads and bridges and everything were going to take a 10% cut.
Yeah, well, that's why they had security guards to keep people out of the national parks while they were shut down.
That's right, yeah. And so then, right afterward, you don't see the libraries and schools and bridges and roads and whatnot doing heavy lobbying, but you definitely see the military doing it, because just a month or so later, we were not only going to go to war with Russia, but we were going to go to war with China and Russia at the same time. And
now, why would you go to war? I mean, why would somebody want to do that?
Well, in order to get their budget back. So
you're talking about the government. I thought you said
didn't
you were
say the military.
Ian is at a war.
Ian has his own war, and his war is on we.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because I don't like being included, and I don't think you would go to. You don't seem like a warmongering kind of guy, David. I'm glad.
Definitely not. And as a matter of fact, then if you start looking, I think I've talked to you all about Saudi Prince Bandar and all the most evil stuff that he's been doing. All of those bombings throughout the Middle East in the last autumn. You know, he was the guy that provided the chemical gas that was in Syria, and he was trying to trick America into going to war for him. And so, basically, Saudi Prince Bandar, if you just do a basic Google search of either ISIS and Saudi Prince Bandar, or the ISIS also goes by another name, and that's ISIL. Instead of saying Syria, they say the Levant, which is basically the same area. And he created them. So we've, you know, the Saudi Prince Bandar is pretending to...
You're saying Bandar created ISIS or ISIL?
There's evidence for what he says.
Absolutely. In fact, okay. I just saw some in a Wall Street Journal article earlier today. Yeah, this guy is... This is all a fiction in order to create a budget for the military-industrial complex. They want their money back, and the roads and bridges aren't doing lobbying. But the
interesting. So we need a new group. There needs to be a new enemy. Yeah, good point tonight, David. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Johnny Ray, you sounded like you were going to jump in there.
I did when you were talking about the correcting, when Mark was talking about how you like to correct people when they're referring to the U.S. government, but they say we.
It's a pet peeve of mine.
And you got me on that several times, and I appreciate it. A lot of times I'll be listening to some pundit somewhere talking about we this and we that, and I noticed it then, but for whatever reason, I came out with it myself.
Well, it's in the language.
Force of habit.
And to some extent, I agree with where Ian you know, says this, because you should say the United States government instead of we.
Yep.
But at the same time, I think that
you're propagating. Anything else is propagating.
I'm part of the problem.
Right.
It's worse than voting.
If you use we, you're
supporting the system.
Yes. If you use the term we to describe the government, you're propagating the propaganda that we're the government. This is one of the favorite lines of the people who support the state to excuse the violence of the state. Oh, well, if you don't like it, you should just run for office. We are the government. And I find that really offensive, because I'm not the government. I'm not really interested in controlling others, even though I am running for governor of the state of New Hampshire.
And don't worry, you won't be controlling anyone.
Well, I don't think, even if I did actually, by some crazy ludicrous scenario win, I don't think I'd be allowed to take office because I couldn't swear an oath to the state. Has anyone ever, have you guys ever read the oath of office? Not only do you swear an oath to the state of New Hampshire, but you also swear an oath to the United States government. So two oaths to two states, neither of which I'm a big fan of, certainly.
Wait a second. You said you're a Quaker. You can't swear an oath at all, my friend.
Well, you could affirm. I'm sure you could affirm the statement. But either way, I don't feel comfortable swearing.
Just write your own vows, buddy.
Well, that's what I would try to do, but I highly doubt. You know, I would be happy to swear an oath to liberty or something like that, but, you know, not the state.
You should swear an oath to the people of New Hampshire and the people of the United States government. The people of the United States.
I don't know what that means, to swear an oath to those people.
Why not?
Does it mean they get to tell me what to do? Because that's not cool either.
So, you're taking over their job working for the governorship, so I mean, to some extent you've
the reason why I would be elected would be to secede from the United States and to legalize.
That's the best thing for the people of the United States, is for New Hampshire to secede.
That totally is. Although it brings me back to another question I wanted to ask earlier. I actually made a note about this in our prior discussion. You were talking about, Mark, how over in Iraq, these ISIL or ISIS characters are trying to take over a portion of the state and that the UN wouldn't stand for that. So would that mean that the UN would, in your mind, invade New Hampshire if New Hampshire seceded? Because then it would be a portion.
No, I was talking about, you have to. The lines on maps are important to these people, and New Hampshire, I think, could make the argument that it is a. For one, New Hampshire would be doing it through some kind of legislative or popular process. It wouldn't be through force of arms. Secondarily, New Hampshire would be taking the whole state as opposed to a portion of the state. You know, Cheshire County isn't trying to secede.
I see.
Just New Hampshire. And so, no, I don't think so, because of those, certainly the dint of those two things.
Toll-free number tonight, you're welcome to comment on whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys. It's my pleasure to be speaking with you from
Occupy,
Connecticut. Hey, I just wanted to comment on that last caller who talked about, let's say, the military powers wanting to secure a budget for the future. And I think he might have been right on, because I've been watching some of the coverage of this Iraq incident over there. And I noticed that there was large columns of, like, those Al-Qaeda, ISIS troops just kind of roaming down from the south in a very orderly, tight group fashion. You know, did anybody else see that?
I didn't. No, I didn't see that video.
If you've got more, Chris, you can hang on, share your observations here in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we still have yet to find out what Ron Paul thinks about all this. He's always got something interesting to say. And you can share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE or Skype in at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is a modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Ron Paul's response to the Iraq troop increase coming up here. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. 855-450-3733. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that is what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. You are given the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We go right back to Chris talking about his perspective on the Iraqi situation. What else did you want to share tonight, Chris?
All right, Ian. Yeah, I was just simply talking about, as of this weekend, it was all over the major media networks. They were showing columns of those rebel troops descending into Iraq in a very orderly, marching, tight grouped fashion, if you know what I mean. I guess you guys hadn't seen that at all from what I last heard before the break. But at any rate, it just instantly appeared to me that they would have been easy targets if somebody really wanted to take them out. I'm not saying yay or nay on that. And furthermore, I was really perplexed. These troops walking in tight formation under heavy threat of drone death from the NATO forces in Iraq, where specifically in the 90s there was what was known as the Highway of Death, where, you know, the United States government just annihilated the Iraqi army on this highway stretch. In the first Gulf War, I would just think that would be in every one of those freedom fighters' heads as they marched down there. It was almost as if they knew they weren't going to get hit from aerial
death. That's interesting.
Death, you know?
So what you're suggesting is that this ISIS group that was walking, it was ISIS that you're saying was walking into the town? That had they actually been concerned about being attacked by the United States government, they wouldn't have been walking, you know, single file or double file or whatever down the road, bunching
walking.
Up, essentially.
They walked in.
Yep, so they seem quite flagrant is all I was saying. Anybody there should know of the highway of death. I would imagine that's on all their vernacular and tone, you know?
Interesting observation, Chris. Thanks for sharing it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We've got Billy in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Hey. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about bacon.
Bacon. Oh, a lot of people are big fans of bacon. What do you? How do you feel about it?
It's good, but it's fattening.
I don't know. Is it really? Because don't people lose weight on bacon? I mean, isn't it the, what is it, the paleo diet or something?
It depends on who you listen to, Billy, as to whether or not carbs make you fat or fat makes you fat.
I think carbs make you fat. I think sugar makes you fat, and bacon is not fat.
Sugar is no doubt very, very bad when it comes to weight gain. And, you know, some people, some nutritionists have called it poison.
Oh, Billy, what do you think about that?
Children. And sugar is definitely the little children.
Sugar's what children?
That it's fattening, especially for little children.
No,
good point.
Sugar,
Billy,
sugar can make neighbor little kids annoying.
It certainly can, Billy. It's an astute observation. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
I called up a while back ago on what it takes to be a radio talk show host. I just
yeah, that was you. Okay.
Yeah, I started my own YouTube channel now. So.
Oh, excellent. And how would people find that, Billy?
It's under my name. It's William Akrivos, A-K-R-I-V-O-S.
Very good. Good luck with the channel. Appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. Let's jump into it, Johnny Ray. We've teased it. People have commented, but we haven't yet heard what Ron Paul has to say about this ISIS-Iraq troop increase.
June 17th, 2014, by Ron Paul. Haven't we already done enough damage in Iraq? In 2006, I invited the late General Bill Odom to address my Thursday congressional luncheon group. General Odom, a former NSA director, called the Iraq War the greatest strategic disaster in American history and told the surprised audience that he could not understand why Congress had not impeached the president for pushing this disaster on the United States.
Wow.
That doesn't really do it for me too much. I mean, he was around with Reagan and, I don't know, all the presidents should be impeached as far as I'm concerned.
Well, this guy is claiming that this was the single greatest strategic error and that because of that, or I suppose because of something else, that he should have been impeached. I mean, he's taking a different stance than you and I might take.
True enough. History continues to prove the general's assessment absolutely correct. In September 2002, arguing against the U.S. attack on Iraq, I said the following on the House floor. No credible evidence has been produced that Iraq has or is close to having nuclear weapons. No evidence exists to show that Iraq harbors al-Qaeda terrorists. Quite to the contrary, experts on this region recognize Hussein as an enemy of the al-Qaeda and a foe to Islamic fundamentalism. Unfortunately, Congress did not listen. As we know, last week, the second largest city in Iraq, Mosul, fell to the al-Qaeda allied Islamic State in Iraq and Syria.
Here's what this fascinates me. The largest city in Iraq, Mosul. Now,
Second largest.
Be
the largest?
Do you have a number on that? Give me some
size of the city. No,
I can pull it up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine something the size of, I don't know, Miami. That's the 11th radio market in the United States. I have some kind of clue as to how big this thing is. I'm trying to imagine Miami.
3 million people in Mosul.
Mosul's bigger than Miami. It's as big as the Broward, the whole Broward, Palm Beach, Dade area, I think. Falling to 5,000 troops. 5,000
Were they all there together, or are they spread out, the 5,000?
Are they
in different cities, or are they all taking Mosul at once?
Well, they moved from city to city, so I guess they must be leaving troops in place to some extent.
I would guess they're mostly coherent. That the estimate that I got, I boosted a little bit. The estimate that I originally got was 3,000 to 5,000. Apparently, that estimate is a gross underestimate.
Okay.
So there's more.
Yeah, because I just can't imagine that many people taking, taking that many. I just can't imagine it. Try to imagine going around New York City and taking it with little 2 or 5 man squads. And how many of those? You get 100 of those. What?
Well, Iraq is governed by Shiites mostly. I think the Western powers tried to, when they reformed the country, I think they tried to get sort of a cultural mix, but mostly dominated by Shia. And Iraq and Mosul, the North Iraq, is Sunni. Shia Islam is mostly based in Iran and southern Iraq. And and most of the rest of Islam is Sunni. Now, Shia Islam represents about 15%. So okay. they're a real minority.
But that's Iran and Iraq, and portions of Iraq, basically, is where the Shias, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is really sort of what it comes down to, is that this is a long-running dispute with the Shias and the Sunnis, and this is, you know, why I said on the show for years and years, what they should have done with Iraq is split it up along cultural lines into three countries and leave it alone. But George Bush said that he wasn't going to do that to Turkey in order to be able to run their bombers out of there.
Pursuant to that religious divide, the U.S. is considering bringing Iran in to help in Iraq. Very strange.
They're in talks. Strange bedfellows, huh?
Well, yeah. So U.S. allies are the ones that have funded this these ISIS groups. The U.S. citizens were told to support, you know, mentally or whatever, this group in Syria, but now we want to fight them in Iraq, and by teaming up with our old enemies, Iran. I just don't know. Is this the axis of evil? Because I'm not sure. When is Israel going to come in and drop bombs on everybody?
Last week, an al-Qaeda that has not been in Iraq before our 2003 invasion threatened to move on the capital, Baghdad, after it easily overran tens of thousands of Iraqi military troops. The same foreign policy experts who lied us into the Iraq war are now telling us we must reinvade Iraq to deal with the disaster caused by their invasion.
Of course.
They cannot
it never ends.
They cannot admit they were wrong about the invasion being a cakewalk that would pay for itself.
So it's accomplished.
Yeah. They'll welcome us with flowers and open arms.
So they want to blame last week's events on the 2011 U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. But the trouble started with the 2003 invasion itself, not the 2011 troop withdrawal. Anyone who understands cause and effect should understand this. The Obama administration has said no option except for ground troops is off the table to help the Iraqi government in this crisis. We should not forget, however, that the administration does not consider special forces or the CIA to be boots on the ground.
Ground troops.
So we may well see Americans fighting in Iraq again.
Well, who are the 300? If there's 300 troops going back, are those special forces or are they cooks? I mean, what are those 300 troops?
I would imagine they're doing something to bolster embassies and that sort of thing, would be my guess.
Military police?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I would guess. I'm just trying to imagine, you know, it's a whole new world with these drones. What if there's a 1,000 drones blackening the skies of Iraq? It's going to be an entirely different war than what it's been like before.
We will continue. Your thoughts are welcome. Toll-free number is 855-453. More from Ron Paul?
Yes.
All right, we'll get more from Ron Paul on the ISIS-Iraq situation. The toll-free number is 855-453. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring, like quick click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available. But hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends Monday, June 30th.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.